blocked, and here is Swan deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Matanui again. He's an irresistible force, Matanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Moving kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. He's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting edition of Footy Frenzy. We've just witnessed round 11. I'm this week joined by Lucas. How are you, Lucas?
Very good.
Before we get into the serious stuff, I know we've got a lot of listeners that like to know how the Karen Patterson Lions under 11s went on the weekend. How'd you go?
Oh, we didn't play because it was the Queen's birthday week.
Oh, a long weekend. Yeah. So you guys still sitting on top?
Yeah.
Still undefeated?
Yeah.
Where do you usually play when you get a game?
Probably Rover and centre half forward.
Very nice. Well done, Lucas. Now, we're very excited at RadioKaren.org because we're happy to announce that as of today, you can jump on the website and we have a live chat running. So if you want to send in some messages throughout the show, we'll be having a look at them, or you can discuss with the other loyal fans as to the content that's being discussed. And as always, you can leave questions on RadioKaren.org for us to discuss. Let's get into the games. Did you enjoy this weekend's round of footy, Lucas?
Yes.
Which game did you enjoy the most?
Probably Carlton Geelong.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Alright, well that's my game. We'll run through that quickly. Geelong got the job done by 12 points in the end. 14-13-97 to Carlton 11-19-95. For Geelong, the goal kickers were Motlop 4, Selwood 2, Duncan 2, Chapman, Bartel, Hunt, Hawkins, West and Stokes all kicked singles. And for Carlton, it was Eddie Betts up forward with 4, Zach Tilley kicked 1, Collins, Armfield, Gibbs, Cruiser, Simpson and Judd all had singles. The best for Geelong was Selwood, Bartel, Duncan, Motlop, Corey, Chapman, Hunt and Scarlett. And for Carlton it was Simpson, Betts, Judd, Warnock, Walker, Dygan and Collins. You watched this game, didn't you, Lucas?
Yes.
What did you think?
Well, Carlton started too strong and looked too quick for Geelong. Betts and Motlop start at either end of the ground with both kicking 4. Carlton now outside the eight with games against West Coast, Hawthorn and Collingwood still to come.
They've got the game this Thursday night, don't they, at Paterson?
Yes.
Against West Coast. We'll have a quick chat about that one before the end of the show. It was the best game I've seen Motlop play. Did you enjoy watching him play?
Yeah.
He's exciting, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's good, and he adds a little bit of something to Geelong. I think you've got the next game, which was on Saturday.
Yeah. Richmond Fremantle 9-12-66 to Fremantle 12-6-78. Goals for Richmond, Edwards 3, Rewalt, Vickery, Knight and Nahas, Cochran and Tuck all singles. For Fremantle, Pavlich with 6, Ballantyne with 2, Critchin, Griffin, Main and Dee Bowler all with singles. And best for Richmond, Cochran, Edwards, Tuck, Grigg and Morris. And for Frio, Pavlich, Dee Bowler, Crowley, Hill, Main and Ballantyne. And the injuries.
Injuries. Big injuries out of this game. Jackie Rewalt with an ankle. Unlikely to play this weekend. Did you hear about Aaron Sandilands?
Yeah, I have my super coach.
He's in your super? Oh, you're going to have to trade him out. Do you know what he's done?
Yeah.
What's he done?
He's hurt his turf foot.
So that's his big toe, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long do they reckon he's going to be out for?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. So you're going to trade him out of your team?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. Did you watch this game?
No, I don't know Foxtel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see it either. We were listening out on the bay as we were doing some fishing. It was exciting. Didn't catch anything because I'm not very good at fishing. But at the G, it was very wet and greasy, which kind of suited Fremantle because they came in with their defensive mindset and they turned into a nice physical contest. Can you believe this, Lucas? The Tigers had 84 tackles. Freo had 118. 202 tackles in a game of footy.
Gee, must be very good at tackling.
Oh, that was an impressive effort by both teams. The Tigers had 15 more inside 50s. but they didn't capitalise. Pavlich dominated. He had 17 touches and 6 goals. He was the difference in the end. We said it last week on Team Talk on Friday. We felt the Tigers were really going to miss Foley's run and his pressure, and it was very evident that they did. And did you know that was Freo's first win at the G since 2007?
Gee.
That's 5 years. It's a long time between drinks.
They probably don't play there a lot or not?
Oh, they play about 2-3 times a year.
That's probably why, because they don't play there much.
Yeah, it's a similar to us, Sydney, they don't play there very much, but they don't seem to be going too well there either. And you've got the drubbing up at Metricon on Saturday night.
Yes, I do. St Kilda 21-18-144, Gold Coast 7-7-49. The goals for St Kilda, Rewalt with 7, Kosicki with 3, Milne with 2, Slade with 2, Stephen with 2, Blake, Clark, Dos Santos, Malira and Sipos with all with singles. Gold Coast, Hickey with 2, Brennan with 2, Riscatelli, Stanley and Hall all with 1. And the best for St Kilda, Rewalt, Hayes, Armitage, Graham, Stephen, Blake and Goddard. And for Gold Coast, Isles, Hickey, Stanley and Brennan.
Interesting game, to say the least. It wasn't that exciting to watch. It was pretty much over at halfway through the second quarter. St Kilda's now in the eight. Do you reckon they'll play finals?
Just.
You reckon they'll just scrape in? Well, they're now in the eight for the first time this year. St Kilda has beaten the Gold Coast this year. They've played them twice by a combined 187 points. So they've smashed them down here and they've smashed them up there. Rui... Big Nick kicked 7 goals, and including his 500th career goal. I still think he's the dominant Rewalt in the AFL, personally. Who would you prefer, Jack or Nick, in your team, if you had to pick one?
Probably Jack.
You'd take Jack?
Yeah.
I'm still in camp Nick. Why would you take Jack? Just
probably because he's sometimes he gets better marks.
Okay.
And he's got better, like, contest. Well, he can mark better with other people.
So he's a better contested mark?
Yeah.
Yeah? And who do you think... All right, you had to pick one person to kick for goal for you. They can only take one kick to win the game. Who do you take, Jack or Nick?
Probably Jack.
You'd go with Jack?
Yeah.
I'd probably go with Jack, but I still reckon Nick's a more complete player still. But ask me again in a couple of years after their careers are over. Gold Coast midfield was basically witches' hats. The Saints did as they pleased all game. It was interesting to see Guy McKenna come out and absolutely blast his players in the media. He was basically came out and said they were pathetic, and rightly so. He wishes they were in Melbourne so they'd get more scrutiny. Will Gold Coast win a game this year? We discussed this last week. We think they might, but what do you think, Lucas?
Well, probably not, because that GWS beat them, and they're like first years.
Yeah.
And they already won a game against them, and Gold Coast... They got beaten by them, and they're still first years Gold Coast.
I got a follow-on question from that. Which team do you think will win a premiership first, out of Gold Coast or GWS?
Probably, even though I just said that before, probably Gold Coast.
You still think Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Good form. All right, let's move on to the thriller on Saturday night. Did you watch this game, Essendon versus Sydney?
I watched until the halftime.
Oh, Lucas. Oh, it was an absolute thriller. I think you've got the stats for us.
Yes, Essendon 11-6-82 and Swans 13-8-86. The goals for Essendon, Davey 3, Watson 2, Hocking, Howlett, Jeddah, Lovett, Murray, Myers and Stanton all got a single. Sydney, Jeddah 3, Jack 2, Reid 2, Bolton, Everett, McVeigh, Mumford, Roberts, Thompson and Shaw got 1. And for the best for Essendon, Watson, Davey, Dyson, Howlett, Heppel, Hooker and Dyson. And for Sydney, Jeddah, Bolton, Armstrong, Bird and Kennedy, Richard and McVeigh.
Fascinating game this. Very important for both teams' top four aspirations. The Swans were up by 48 points late in the third quarter, only for the Bombers to pile on a 9-2 final term. They came home very hard. Have you seen the replay of the end?
Yeah.
With Dempsey marking at the 50 and then playing on?
Yeah.
He did the right thing, but it's just unlucky for Essendon supporters. Swanies moved to the top of the AFL ladder prior to Collingwood winning yesterday, so Collingwood goes to top. Now, Everyone seems to think Essendon's a real threat. I'm still not convinced. Do you think Essendon can win the flag?
No.
I don't. And if you have a look at their goal kickers once again, Davey 3, Watson 2, Hocking, Howlett, Jetta, Lovett, Murray, Myers and Stanton. I don't see any key forward names there. Cremieri didn't kick one. Hurley didn't kick one. Ryder and Bell Chambers were both playing long stints forward. So that's 8 goals coming from your midfield out of 11. You can't win a flag doing that, can you, Lucas?
No, all your key players, they have to do well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not doing well so far for them.
Yeah. Essendon's got Freo after the bye, but they have to play them over there. It'll be... Do you think Ross Lyon will play defensive again over in Freo against Essendon? Try and stop their running carry?
Yes.
I think that's the only way they can win it. It'll be a hard game for Essendon. They've lost 2 in a row, could possibly be 3, and I don't think they'll finish in the top 4. Do you think they'll team top 4? No? No, I think there's better teams coming up, starting to build some momentum now. Now, you've got the Twilight game on Sunday.
Yep, the Port Adelaide Hawthorn game. Port Adelaide 9, 8, 62, Hawthorn 16, 12, 108. Port Adelaide goal kickers were Schultz with 3, Stewart with 2, Wingard, Hitchcock,
Wingard. You got Wingard down twice.
And Moore with all with singles. Hawthorn goal kickers, Franklin with 4, Bruce with 3, Gunston, Roughhead, and Hill all got 2. Hale, Puopolo, and Shields all got singles. And the best for Port, Broadbent, Moore, Ebert, Stewart, Schultz, and Pfeiffer. And for Hawthorn, Sewell, Mitchell, Roughhead, Franklin, Whitecross, and Bruce.
It was a good defensive game by the Hawks. They only allowed 4 marks in their 50. 4 marks inside their 50, which is a good effort for a team that's been criticised for not having the strongest back line, especially when you've got a good marking player like Schultz. He still kicked his 3. But he kicked his 4 and he stretched his lead in the Coleman. He was booked for a sling tackle. Wasn't a lot in it. He's been cleared by the match review panel, thankfully, because we do want our star players out on the pitch. I know there's a lot of Carlton supporters that are unhappy that he'll be playing in 2 weeks' time, but he will be there, which is good to see. Port's midfield, they struggled to find any time on space when the game was on the line to be won. So it was a little bit niggle. It was good to see the Hawks playing unsociable football again right on the edge. That's when I think they play their best footy. Your mob, Collingwood, got the job done against the D's. Tell me about it.
D's 13-9-87, Collingwood 19-15-129. And the goals for Melbourne, Clark 4, Howe 2, Dunn 2, Magna, Sylvia, Rivers, Trengove and Bleeth all got singles. And for Collingwood, Sinclair with 3, Bellingham with 2, Goldsack, Cloak, Fasolo, Blair, Swan, Jolly, Sidebottoms and Beans all got 2.
Yep, and for the bests?
And the best for Melbourne, Clark, Jones, Howe, Grimes, Watts and McKenzie. And for Collingwood, Swan, Beans, Sidebottom, Blair, Wellingham, Sinclair, Goldsack and Fasolo.
Interesting that after quarter time, the score was 4-39. Okay, so that's a 35-point difference. And then Melbourne's only lost by 42 in the end. So there was only 7 points difference in the final 3 quarters. Although Collingwood may have taken their foot off the pedal, Melbourne did play a lot better. They structured up a lot better. They stopped Collingwood having 2 loose men in defence. They went one-on-one. I think Jared Rivers moving forward is a really good move. They should continue to do that, especially if you've got Sellers playing down back who can do a good job for him, which he's been doing. Is Collingwood's midfield the best midfield in the AFL? Watching it yesterday, and you've got to remember that they didn't have Pendlebury, balls out for the season, yet you've got Sidebottom, you've got Beams, you've got Blair, you've got Wellingham, and I haven't even mentioned Swan, or Thomas. Have they got the best midfield and the most depth in their midfield?
They do because, well, even without Pendlebury yesterday, their midfield was still really good, and then with Swan, it'll even get really better.
Yeah. Agreed. Can Collingwood win the flag this year, Lucas?
Yes.
Yes, I agree with you on that one. Well, Collingwood is on top of the ladder for the first time. The Eagles and Adelaide do have a game in hand as they had the bye, but as it stands, Collingwood is on top. I don't know if I like that. I know you do. But Collingwood is on top. Now, we've got a question from one of our listeners. Bobby D, I believe you've got it. It's been left on RadioCarrum.org.
He asked, who do you think will win the premiership this season?
Who do you think will win it? What's your gut feeling?
Even though I go for Collingwood.
I know you go for Collingwood, but I think it's a legitimate chance. I think there's three legitimate chances to win the flag this year. Collingwood, yes. West Coast, yes. And Hawthorn. Just because Hawthorn's best is as good as any of those teams, and they are sitting fifth, only one game out of the top four. I'm still not convinced about Sydney, just because the finals will be played at the G, and Adelaide, the same reason, because they're going to have to play finals at the G, so I'm not totally convinced. Now, we're very excited at Footy Frenzy, because we've got a new segment starting today, and this segment's proudly brought to us by Tom Ellis Industries, and from now on, we're going to pick out a player of the week, and it'll be known as the Footy Frenzy Player of the Week. Now, can you tell me who the Player of the Week was this week?
This week's Player of the Week was Matthew Pavlich with 14 kicks, 4 handballs, 8 contested possessions, 6 marks, 3 contested, 4 inside 50, 2 tackles and 6 goals.
So it was basically the difference between Fremantle and Richmond on the weekend. Apologies to Swan, played a great game on the weekend, but getting 43 touches when your team's winning that comfortably isn't as good as kicking 6 goals in a close game like that. Now, moving on to the ladder, it's very interesting reading. We've got to remember that it is a bye round, but we'll have a look anyway. Can you give me the bottom 9? 10, sorry.
Gold Coast coming 18th with 11 losers and no wins. Yep. GWS 17th with 1 win and 10 losers. Western Bulldogs coming 15th with 4 wins and 6 losers. Brisbane Lions coming 14th with 4 wins and 7 losers. Port Adelaide coming 13th with 4 wins and 7 losers. North Melbourne coming in 12th with 4 wins and 6 losers. Richmond coming in 11th with 5 wins and 6 losers. Frio coming in at 10th with 6 wins and 5 losers. And Carlton coming in at 9th with 6 losers and 5... No, 6 losers and 5 wins.
Yep, they're sitting 6 and 5. And if we have a look at the top 8, very interesting reading. St Kilda's found themselves in with 6 wins and 5 losses for the year. Geelong's in 7th with 7 and 4. The same as Hawthorn, who's on 7 and 4. Now, this is where it starts to get interesting, okay? You've got Adelaide sitting 5th, 8 and 2, with a game in hand. Essendon's 8 and 3, without a game in hand. West Coast is 8 and 2, with a game in hand. Sydney 8-3 and Collingwood 9-2. Now, if West Coast win this Thursday against Carlton at Paterson, they'll go to the top of the ladder. And same with Adelaide, they'll be on the same wins. Essendon, I think, are in danger of dropping out of the top four.
Yes.
Personally.
Yeah.
And I can't see Carlton making the finals.
Yeah, I don't think of them either. They've been beaten by Port and they're still coming 13th. And yeah, they haven't just been playing really well.
We'll just have a quick look at this Thursday night's game because we won't be able to discuss it prior to this. Carlton versus West Coast at Paterson, Thursday night. Can Carlton win?
No.
No? Very simple answer. What do they have to do to win?
They're probably going to have to shut down their midfields, West Coast midfields, because they got some really good midfields.
They do. If you were Brett Ratten and Jared Waite was, say, 70% fit, would you play him?
Yes.
Yes? I think he's very important for their structure. So you're going to pick the Eagles on Thursday night?
Yes.
By how much?
Probably by 42, because it's down at their home ground.
Yeah. All right. Now, you're not concerned that West Coast has had a break, the bye, and traditionally teams do come back a little bit flat after the bye?
Well, I think West Coast probably handle it good because they probably got more training in for their Carlton.
All right, no, I can't argue with that logic. You're a very wise man. So you're picking West Coast by 42, was it?
Yes.
I'm going to pick West Coast by 58. I think they're going to get the job done. They're going to smack Carlton. Just having my producer laughing at me because I think he's a Carlton supporter, but that's okay. That brings us to the end of our show, Lucas. hopefully you've enjoyed it. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah.
You'll be back in on Friday for Team Talk, of course,
yes,
where we'll run through the rest of the teams. And we'll also go over the Thursday night game for everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yep. If you're listening out there, make sure you jump onto RadioCarrum.org and leave some questions or some feedback. And also remember to like us on Facebook. Lucas, has your mum liked us on Facebook yet?
I'll tell her tonight.
You make sure you do. And make sure you tell your sister and your dad and everyone else you've ever met to like us on Facebook. We've got to grow it. We're up to 25. We want to get to that magic 40.
Okay.
All good. Thanks for listening today, guys. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed producing it. We'll see you on Friday for another edition of Team Talk.
Down the outer side for Delidio. Oh, what a mark, Revol. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
Sure, they've been at it all day. Umpire lets it go, they're not worried about it. There's a couple that have gone to the perimeter piping. McPhee's in there. Use your laser on Taylor. Oh. Sean kept it alive. McPhee gets to look at the goal. With a right foot for the air, he's kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point and no. They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.